One of the first dramatic TV shows involved a presenter dressed up as a ghost and told ghastly stories of murder victims. No recordings of it exist. This is Land of the Lost, the television ghost. Long before the era of sophisticated special effects and elaborate storytelling that defines modern horror television, there was the television ghost. This pioneering, yet largely forgotten series first aired in 1931 during the infancy of television broadcasting. Though its run was brief and its episodes lost to time, the television ghost holds a significant place in the history of television as one of the earliest attempts to bring horror to the small screen. The television ghost aired on W2XAB, an experimental station operated by CBS in New York City. The show was broadcast live from a studio at the station, and like many early television programs, it was a product of its time, simple, experimental, and by modern standards, rather crude. Yet it was also groundbreaking in its concept, presenting a format that would become a staple in television history, the horror anthology series. The series was hosted by George Kelting, who played the titular ghost of each episode. Kelting, dressed in eerie makeup and a ghostly shroud, would recount the tales of the recently deceased. Each episode featured the ghost of a murder victim, who would describe the circumstances of their death and lament their fate. The format was akin to a one-man performance, with Kelting's ghostly character addressing the audience directly. Despite its groundbreaking nature, the television ghost was primitive in many ways. The show relied heavily on the eerie monologues delivered by Kelting, as the technology of the time did not allow for much in the way of visual effects or complex storytelling. The ghostly tales were simple and straightforward, more akin to campfire stories than the elaborate plots of later horror series. The lack of surviving recordings of the television ghost makes it difficult to fully assess the show's impact and quality. Television recording technology was virtually non-existent at the time, and most broadcasts were lost to the ether as soon as they aired. However, contemporary accounts suggest that the show, while rudimentary, was effective in creating a spooky atmosphere and capturing the imaginations of early television viewers. While the television ghost did not enjoy a long run, nor did it achieve widespread fame, its influence can be seen in the many horror anthology series that followed. Shows like Alfred Hitchcock Presents, The Twilight Zone, and Tales from the Crypt owe a debt to the format pioneered by the television ghost. The concept of a host guiding viewers through a series of chilling tales became a defining feature of the horror anthology genre. Moreover, the television ghost represents an important chapter in the history of television itself. It was a product of a time when television was still finding its voice, experimenting with different formats, and pushing the boundaries of what was possible with the medium. Though it may not be as well remembered as other early television milestones, it remains a significant part of the story of television's evolution. The television ghost may be a forgotten relic of television history, but its contribution to the development of horror on the small screen is undeniable. As one of the first attempts to bring the genre to television, it paved the way for the many iconic horror anthology series that followed. While the show itself may be lost to time, its legacy endures in the continued popularity of television horror, a testament to the enduring appeal of a good ghost story.